All right, here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in today. This is Taekwon at the Competent Conversations Podcast. I'm your host for this episode, and today we're going to talk about meal prepping. So let's get right into it. A lot of times I'm on Instagram and I'm talking to people and I'm talking about working out, and we never really, you know, talk about the meal prepping aspect. We don't talk about the foods that we're cooking. We don't talk about the foods that we're eating. A lot of times people just think about the workout itself. I'm here to tell you guys that meal prepping is 90% of the battle there. We don't reach our goals because we're not prepping enough food, because we're not eating the right amounts of food, because our diets are simply shit. So, how do we change this? It all comes down to your time management. We're not meal prepping because we're not making the time to do so. We're not making the time to do so because there's so many other distractions in life. So why would you? The key is you have to prioritize your health. Once you prioritize your health, meal prepping is in that same tier. And now you're going to be more inclined to do the meal prep. You've got to do the legwork. I mean, the working out part is simple. It's easy. I don't care how much weight you're lifting. The action itself is easy. You spend 1 hour in the gym and that's it. You could do 2 hours, but again, it's easy. The hardest part is being disciplined in what you're eating, counting the calories, counting the macros. All that stuff takes time. But once you get it down, I promise you guys, it'll become easy as well. So, first things first, I want you guys to understand what your macros are. You got your proteins, you got your carbs, you got your fats. I want you to go to, if it fits your macros, I believe it's .com or .org. Go to that website, key in your goals, and it'll shoot you a range of where you're supposed to be for your carbs, your proteins, and your fats. Once you find your range, I want you to go ahead and start deciding how you're going to reach those goals. So, proteins are going to be your lean choices, right? I want you guys to focus on like the salmon, the lean turkey, ground turkey, the lean beef, and of course, like your chicken breast, right? Skinless chicken breast. Those are going to be your lean sources of protein. But I don't want to tell you guys what to eat. Just focus on like lean proteins. You can also complement your protein intake with protein shakes. A lot of people already know about protein shakes. Some people do one for breakfast. Some people do one before they go to sleep. It all depends on how you plan on using that energy. See, that's what your macros are. Your macronutrients, they're sources of energy. So the carbs that everybody loves to avoid for reasons unknown, the fats that everybody loves to avoid as well, those are your sources of energy. You got to figure out how your body's using each source of energy. So when your body starts to burn energy sources, they start with the carbs, and then we move on to the fats. After the fats are used up, it moves on to proteins. But you got to understand how your body processes the carbs. Simple carbs and complex carbs are processed differently. So, simple carbs turn into sugar right away, almost instantaneous. It becomes blood sugar. If you're not using the blood sugar right away, it then becomes fat. It stores itself into fat. So, while you guys are designing your meal plans, I want you to consider that option right there. If you're going to do simple carbs or complex carbs. If you're going to work out right away and you need that energy source, go ahead and use the simple carbs. If you want your complex carbs to sustain you throughout that workout a little bit longer, go ahead and do that. But it's all on how you decide to use these sources of energy. So now we got the macronutrients down pat. What's next? I want to say the idea of meal prepping. People look at the whole idea, the whole task, as like it's too much. I have to create a meal for every single thing I'm going to eat throughout the day for 7 days straight. It becomes overwhelming when you look at it on that large scale. But I need you to break it down. Meal prepping is just so you can get to the food right away, right? So you don't have to meal prep breakfast. You can simply meal prep your pre-workout meal and your post-workout meal. And that's if you're eating meals both times. Or it can just be your post-workout meal. As you guys know, there's that metabolic window of time. So after your workout, you want to take in proteins within that 30-minute window. So if you want to do that in the form of a meal, have your meal prepped by before you even go into that workout. That's going to help you out a lot easier. If you're working out 3 times a week, 5 times a week, you only got to prep 3 to 5 meals, depending on how often you're working out. Meal prepping is going to help you with your, it complements your workout regimen, right? So you don't have to do it every day. If you get into the habit, that's fine. But everybody's different. You gotta understand something that works for me is not going to work for you exactly. So break down the overwhelming task of meal prepping every day until meal prepping when necessary. And then on top of that, think about what you're going to do after the meal prep, because now we got to figure out our time. So if you're going to meal prep and then go on social media, waste time, maybe you should kind of consider how you can utilize that time a little bit better. Maybe you want to start creating a menu or something, right? Because if you meal prep the same foods over and over again, you're not going to get the same nutrients from it. It's going to become boring. Your body's going to get used to it. And it's not going to serve the same purpose. So what you want to do is maybe create a list of items that are easy to make for you or something that you want to try. I mean, at the end of the day, cooking really is fun. As long as you're changing up the taste, I think cooking is fun. It's something that you can experiment with, you know. It doesn't have to be mundane. A lot of bodybuilders, they stick to the brown rice, the broccoli, the chicken. It's just easier that way. But if you're not bodybuilding and, you know, you want to have fun with the food, have fun with the food. Again, everything that works for me is not going to work for you. Also, you can do something called batch cooking, where you create different pieces of food or different food items. So you can do like a whole pot of rice, and then you could do a sheet pan of chicken. You could do steamed vegetables, roasted vegetables, whatever you want to do. You create all these dishes separately, and then throughout the week, you can just mix and match. You can do the chicken and the vegetables one day. You can do the chicken fajitas if you want to. Like, it's just so many different combinations you can do as long as you have different items. So that's another way you can get this meal prepping done. Also, I want to just kind of squash this a little bit more or debunk the idea that you have to prep for 7 days worth of meals. When you look at the Instagram pages of some athletes, some bodybuilders, some fitness models, sometimes they'll show you a kitchen full of meal prep dishes. Sometimes it'll be like a caption that says, "Oh, I've meal prepped for the week. I'm good to go." You got to remember, every food item has a certain shelf life. So if you're not consuming the food within that certain shelf life, then you're kind of wasting it. Some of those meal prep dishes, you can easily just freeze. And if you freeze them, it makes it a little bit easier to throw them out on the day that they're needed. I don't like doing that though. I feel like it's a little wasteful. If I'm going to eat food, I like to eat the food as fresh as possible. So for me, what works out is if I have a 4 or 5 day workout regimen, on the first day off, because I may do like 2 days on and then 1 day off and then 3 days back on. So on that first day off, I'll prep for the next days coming up. So if I work out Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday is my day off. I'll meal prep Wednesday so I can have the food for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday will be my next day off, and I'll meal prep for Monday and Tuesday. So that's something else you can do. It's just something else you can play with there. And then the why, right? We want to talk about the why we're meal prepping. I should have actually got to this first, but I'm here now, so we'll talk about it. Meal preps help you control your portions. It helps you save money, avoids you from eating out, It helps you know exactly what kind of food you're intaking, so there's no surprise calories. It helps you spend more time doing other things that you love. So instead of having to rush home after a workout to cook food, you can spend more time working out. Because you prep the food, it's always going to be home, so you have food to come home to. So all those times you're like driving home and you're like, oh my God, I really want to stop at McDonald's because I'm super hungry. You don't have to. You can just go home, open up your refrigerator, pop the food in the microwave, 2.5 minutes, you're golden. And also, because you're portioning the food, you're only using what you need. So then that kind of eliminates the waste of food. Sometimes people tend to have the dinner that transpires into leftovers, and the leftover seems to remain in the fridge for like 3 or 4 days. And by the third day, you're already sick of it, or you've made something else, and now that food is just becoming waste. So when you portion out the food, you know exactly what you need. There's no more wasting of the food. And if you're one of those people who like to cook in big batches like that, then try to figure out how you're going to use the leftovers as well. Again, you could mix and match. So if you make that rice in the beginning of the week, by Wednesday, if you want to shape that into something else, by all means, do that. Think I pretty much hit the nail on the head with this podcast episode. I pretty much just want you guys to go out there and meal prep and just really complement your workout goals, because at the end of the day, the diet is 90% of the struggle there. The working out, that's 1 hour of your day, 2 hours of your day, and then after that, you have the whole day to ruin your efforts there. So I want you guys to really just maximize your potential. I want you to see all your goals come to fruition. I want you to see all your gains. So that's why I did this episode. I mean, I know it's something I've struggled with. I'm starting to get better at it. I'm not saying I'm a pro. I mean, I know what I'm supposed to do. And sometimes I just don't do it because I'm weak at the time. But I'm getting better at it. And because I know you guys are looking at me as like some type of inspiration. Some people actually go to my page and they get inspired. I want to lead you guys on the right path. So the best way to do that is just to lead by example. I know some people, I don't post enough food stuff. So some people just hit me up about the workouts, but it is a whole lifestyle, right? And that's the thing I try to get across, is that when it comes to this fitness lifestyle, you can't just change one part of your life. If you want to have this fitness lifestyle, you want to really embrace it, you got to go all in. There's no shortcuts to this lifestyle here. And I think that's the thing that scares a lot of people away, because you sit there and you get in your head and it's like, damn, it's so much work. I don't know if I can amount to this. But at the end of the day, if you break it down into little segments, you'll be able to accomplish everything. I mean, if you look at all the people on Instagram and all the actors and all that stuff, all the celebrities, everybody has some type of fitness regimen. Everybody has to succumb to a diet at a certain point in time. And by everybody who's already done it, that should show you that it's possible. So all you gotta do is just reshape your mentality. Once you realize it is possible, you just gotta find out how. Another shortcut to this is like making a shopping list online. If you go to Walmart.com or ShopRite or whatever, you can build your shopping list, make it easier to just pick up the food and just start cooking right away. So ultimately, it comes down to what you want to do, your desires, how you manage your time, and what you prioritize. If you prioritize your health, then by all means, I suggest you get into this meal prepping ideal and challenge yourself. See how many healthy meals you can make within 30 days. See what difficulties arise and how you can conquer those. And then after you're done from the month task, it should become habitual and you can influence somebody else with that. Also, if you have any other questions or if you want to tell me about your successes, if you have any other tips, feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at All I Do Is Fit. My Facebook, Taekwon Lino. My Snapchat is All I Do Is Fit. And my email is All I Do Is Fit@gmail.com. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.